And then you still have a sitting practice. Yeah?
So you just I struggle with it, though. I found I've only been sitting for a few years, and I didn't know how truly rigid my body was. And I've started exercising more and doing things so that I'm actually more physically comfortable. But still, it's sometimes it's like you're just not comfortable. And you can only be, or I find that I can only be with, I'm just not comfortable for so long. It's like when you sit in the backyard and you happen to sit next to an anthill, you know. It's sometimes you can handle it.
So when you're in the backyard and you notice that you're sitting near an anthill, then what?
I've learned to move.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because oftentimes we lose sight of that this is a mindfulness practice, and we think we're supposed to sit still and that's all there is. And if you're not sitting still, well, you can't be mindful. Or, you know, or the insights won't arise or whatever. And there is wisdom and there is much to be learned from sitting still. You know, you get to notice where your resistances are. You get to explore the actual sensations and how things hook up. You can explore that pain isn't just pain, you know, that there's a lot of movement, a lot of vibrancy, whether it's heat or pulsing or stinging, whether it stays in one area or shifts to another area or how far it travels up your leg or whatever it is. There's a lot of teaching there as well. It does teach us to connect and sustain and be able to be with. And there's more. So when you're sitting with uncomfortable, what's uncomfortable?
Very often what will happen is there's something about my legs that's uncomfortable. It's taken me the full 2 years to learn how to sit up straight. Then I'll realize that I'm sitting in some canted way that's putting stress on my body in some way. I'll find that I'm breathing uncomfortably. And my in-breaths will be heavy. It's like, what's this? And then I'll scare myself, and then it's like, you're scaring yourself.
Okay. So all of the things that you described are very different from one another. Some of them are similar, but some of them are quite different from one another. And there's the category you've given it of uncomfortable. See if you can let go of that. Or when you note it as uncomfortable, then what is this? And then go right into that. And see what happens. I sit in different positions depending on what's going on with my body. This morning I was sitting on one of those exercise balls, you know, and I've done that a few times. But it's quite amazing to sit on one of those. I mean, a physical therapist told me once that I don't work on a computer, but at home sometimes I do, to have that be my chair. Well, it's very difficult to sit there and try and work with the computer. So, but with sitting and just being with that, I found that was quite an amazing practice. See how still you can be on one of those big balls. And what is stillness? Also, being out in the woods, very still, some of these, especially the redwoods, when there wasn't a lot of wind. But what does stillness mean? How still is still? So there's life in it, and there's life in all of us. So when we're sitting still, we're still moving. It's when we try to hold ourselves still that there's a rigidness, a stuckness, or whatever. Yeah. So just you practice sitting on a ball. Practice. Jack Kornfield was asked to sit on the edge of a well at some point. I think it was because he was falling asleep, and it was to keep him from falling asleep. But, you know, you can, I'm sure it did keep him from falling asleep. But, you know, you can do, many, many practices in that way. So, yeah. Yes. She's my teacher, Ruth Dennison. So she wasn't just any woman. So, okay. So, because it could be, it probably taken differently from a different, perhaps. So what it was, there are a number of things that go through the mind when you're painting or drawing or bicycling or whatever you're doing. So it was kind of like a gentle loudspeaker. I was being very careful, and at sometimes I was being careful, mindfully careful. At other times I was being judgmental of I should be more careful. And that was going through my mind as I was painting. And so there were a lot of these different things. So she was just bringing the attention to what was going through my mind. She wasn't judging me.
But in a sense, she was. Because she said that you could be more careful when she went through. She said that.
Oh, she was just in the next room, and she came back a few moments later. But no, actually, she wasn't judging me. She was just being a channel of what was going through, like what goes through my mind. Sometimes when you notice something in your body, you know, you make a comment about it, you know, that what you like, what you don't like. In your thoughts, you might notice what you like, what you don't like. With your emotions, you might have a particular judgment of this emotion is okay, but that one's not so good. And So all of this goes through our mind anyway. So she could see that that was what was going through my mind, but I didn't have the conscious contact with what was going through my mind. Her just speaking it out loud, first, of course, I noticed the irritation, and then I noticed, oh, yeah. So it was a part of my practice. It was just calling attention to. Just like, when we're sitting, I'll notice, gently be aware of the rising and falling of breathing, of the sensations in and out, of your thoughts, of your emotions. Yeah? As a reminder, that's what it was.
So she could see.
Yeah.
She did that intention.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. She's a pretty amazing teacher. Oh yeah, she can sit with 50 or 60 students and know what's through the room, know what's going on with each one as she focuses in. It's pretty amazing. What kind of work do you do? Oh. So your physical body is a very important thing to note.
Yes, moving things around, dealing with people.
Noticing how you stand. Noticing your feet on the floor. Noticing the position of your back. So you want to taking care with yourself. There are a lot of times when you don't need to speak. So noticing what's going through the mind, noticing the sensations in your body are very important for a dental assistant. I see the different postures that they have to be in for long periods of time. And I know when I was doing maintenance work, I paid my way through school doing a lot of maintenance work, so I did a lot of painting. And I noticed, you know, doing this little trim work, that this shoulder could get very, very tight. So you just have to open it up and allow it to flow rather than getting stuck. And then, you know, next thing you know, you've got a sore neck. So body is enough.
I was thinking about what you commented about accepting what is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find works for me is to take judgment out of whatever an event, person, place, or thing is happening. By taking the judgment out, if I think something is happening that's good, then my mind takes me somewhere where it's an illusion. Or if I think something bad happening to me, then I might feel, you know, self-pity or remorse or something like that. I have these feelings at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So what I find that works for me is to do the breathing and come back to the present, because at the present moment, I have no problems.
Great.
Present moment, I have no problems.
Uh-huh.
Whenever something is happening to me, if I take the judgment out of it, come back to the present,
that is a very difficult thing to do sometimes. Sometimes it's easy, especially when you recognize that there's judgment there. But sometimes that's not so easy. So when it's relatively easy and you can do that, noticing that it's judgment and letting go, that's okay. There might be a time when you want to look at the nature of judgment. Just, you know, as it is, what is this? A way of asking that as well. What is this? Acceptance isn't something we all want to, you know, accept ourselves as we are. It's not so easy. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is, but it's not such an easy thing. I use the word allowing a lot. You know, allowing this, allowing that. That's a subtle difference from accepting. But when you notice there is acceptance, acknowledge that. You know, accepting. And this is what accepting feels like. This is what acceptance feels like. So through that, then strengthening that muscle will allow it to arise more often. We need to stop here. It's 9. I want to thank you all. And just a quick sharing of the merit. May the merit from all our wonderful efforts this evening be shared with all beings everywhere, so that all beings everywhere, without exception, be healthy and live in peace, and free from suffering. Thank you.